You have your Bible tonight, turn to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. We'll begin reading at verse 1 tonight, if God will be our help. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, 'Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?' And they said unto him, 'We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.' And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on this thought, knowing the Spirit of God. Knowing the Spirit of God. Now, the Bible teaches that the Spirit of God is that quickening spirit. He said we was all dead in our trespasses and sins. He said, but then that we were quickened by the Spirit. Now, I want to say that quickening of the Spirit of God, it's a manifestation of our salvation. Without that quickening Spirit, amen, we'd never be saved. Without that quickening Spirit, we would never know that we were saved. Amen? It takes that move of God to show us where we are and that we need to be saved. Amen? And we see Paul as he's talking to these folks, and he tells us that Apollos was up in Corinth. Now, Apollos was a godly man, and he was preaching what he knew. But you remember the story? Aquila and Priscilla had to go to him, take him off to the side, and expound the gospel more precious to him, more closely, because he was preaching the baptism of John. So they brought him. They come along beside him in love, and they took Apollos and they began to teach him and instruct him in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an amazing thing that Apollos, the Bible says that he was, if you look into Acts 18, said that he was eloquent in his speech, a well-learned man, but he had enough sense to stop and listen to somebody to tell him something from the Lord. And he took that information, praise God, and it made him a better man than he was before. And when we take God's word and we apply it to our heart, it always makes us a better person than we were before. Amen. It begins to move upon us. Praise the Lord. So Paul's to tell him, he comes into Ephesus here, and they certain disciples that's there, and he said unto them, verse 2, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believe?" So he asked them this question. He said, is there a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in you? Have you received the Spirit of God? Now, we're preaching tonight on knowing the Spirit of God. If we don't know Him, if we don't know Him, He can't act in our lives. And we can't react to what we know about Him. But as we begin to grow in our faith in the Spirit of God, He begins to manifest Himself to us. When we realize that the Holy Ghost of God comes to us, when we're born again, we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and He dwells in our heart, in the hearts of a born-again believer. Amen? He takes up His residence. He takes up His abode. We see that if you want to go back a couple chapters to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15 and verse number 5. The Bible says this, "But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe." Amen. Now, he tells us here that it's the word of the gospel that'll bring you to a place of belief. When you hear the gospel, know the gospel, learn the gospel, then you believe the gospel that you might be saved. Amen? Hey, it's so simple that a little child can do it, and we try to make it really hard and complicated. Amen? But it's a simple thing to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 8, he said, "And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. So Peter tells them here, said, listen, folks, that what took place is the presence, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that we have that's from God. It come upon the Gentiles, and they believe, praise God, the gospel, and they got saved, and the Holy Ghost of God fell upon them, amen, and it dwelled in them, and it changed them, praise God, from that very moment. I want to say, praise God, something as big as the Holy Ghost, God moves on your life, you can't help but be changed.
Amen.
Amen. He moves on your life and he changes. He said, and putting no difference, verse 9, between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. He said, how does he purify the heart? He said, he purifies the heart by faith. By faith in what? The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name. He said, so that's what begins to make the difference in our life, praise God. When the Holy Ghost of God comes into our heart, he begins to change us. He said, well, Pastor Jeff, how do we get to that point? Amen. How do we get there? Hey, it takes the quickening of the Holy Ghost to save us. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, he said that you who trespass in have been quickened together with him. Amen. So he said, we've been quickened, we've been made alive. That's what that means. That the Holy Spirit of God comes into us, praise God, and begins to change us and begins to manifest himself in us. Paul says, if you want to look in Romans chapter number 8, very familiar passage of Scripture here, Paul says this in verse number 1. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So he says, what are you following? Amen. He said, are you following the flesh? Flesh will take you down the wrong road. But he said, are you following the Spirit? Walking after the Spirit. That means you're following it. Amen. If something goes before you and you go behind it, you follow in that Spirit. You follow in that person. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. So what he's telling us here, Paul's telling the Romans, he said, there's a quickening Spirit. And he said, that Spirit is not talking about knowing the Spirit of God. That quickening Spirit is the Spirit of life itself.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I preach all the time that we're not supposed to be a cold dead something. Because we're alive, amen. We're alive in Lord Jesus Christ. We have a hope that's out of this world. We have a hope for now. We have a hope for the future, praise God. And we have a hope for eternity in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. The Lord told us, he began to show and manifest to us what sin was. Amen. Those things that displeasing to God in every aspect, in every area of our life. And God wants to mold us and make us and change us into something that's better for his glory. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm up for a change.
Amen.
Amen. I'm up for a change. They hollered back in 2008 that they was talking, hollering for change. Amen. We got it. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, I'm glad today, back in 1976, praise God, I got a change. Amen. Praise God. And I ain't been the same yet. And praise the Lord, my change just keeps getting better farther on. I'm looking for that glorious day of his appearing. Amen. Praise God. He said that the righteous law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So there we go again. He said we're following after something. Said we're pursuing something, we're watching something, we're being led and guided by something. Now it's either the flesh that we live in or it's the Spirit of God that lives in us. Amen?
Amen.
I found lately when things are difficult, I can stop and just think and meditate upon my Lord for just a minute and everything about me, my situation changes that quick.
Right.
Amen? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can stop for a moment in time, no matter where I'm at, what's going on, for just a moment and think about my Savior, praise God, and my situation changes. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I go from there to here, praise God, and with the glory of God, I say, praise His holy day.
Amen.
Amen. I have somebody with me. I may praise God all the way. Amen. It says, he goes on, verse 5, said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So he said, we have life and we have peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, be carnally minded, worldly minded, is to court death. I told somebody the other day, all of our people, our families, our children, our loved ones, they're chasing just as hard as they can after the carnal things of this world. And they probably wouldn't know what to do with them if they caught them. Amen? But praise God, if he said, if we'll follow after righteousness, after the Holy Ghost of God, he said we'll be spiritually minded, and said, in that there's life and peace. I'll take life and peace any day, praise God, over what this world's got. You know what they need? The world needs the Lord Jesus Christ. The world will give them that quickening spirit, which will give them life, and they'll have peace. Amen. Praise God. They're chasing after it like a beagle dog on a rabbit trail. But they're not. When they catch it, they ain't going to like what they find. Because the devil's path is fleeting. It's only a moment. It's gone. It dissolves before you. And you end up desolate out in a world, praise God, that you can't attain to. He says, for the carnally minded is death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. To be worldly minded is to be contrary to godliness. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But now look what he says, verse 8. He said, for then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You realize that there's no way in your flesh at all that you can please God? Amen. No matter how much you try to be good, you can't be good enough to please God. Amen. It's like an emotional roller coaster that you'll be on, and you'll be going up and down and up and down, and you'll never find a place to level out. But he said, in that carnal mind, in the flesh. Amen. But ye are not in the flesh, verse 9, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. So what we see is that quickening spirit, life in the Spirit, being led in the Spirit, the flesh, and we have a contest here, Paul would say, and he says this many times in Scripture, we have a contest between the flesh and between the Spirit. The flesh versus the Spirit. Amen? What a fight that is. Amen. People's paying big money all over the world to see it. Amen. And they're watching it, they're seeing it in your life and mine. Amen. They're lining up at the doors to see it. Amen. I've heard people talk about how they used to fight and fuss and argue, and people would line up, bet money on it. See how the outcome would be. Amen. When the flesh is fighting against the spiritual man, the flesh is going to win. Unless we trust in the Spirit or led of the Spirit. But he said, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of God, of Christ, he is none of his. So he said, we see this contest going on. But he said, verse 10, he says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen. We see a changing reality take place here in verse 9. We see a changing reality where the Spirit of God begins to overtake the carnal man, the physical man, and we become more Christ-like in our life and in our living, in our manners and in our love, praise God, that we have for humanity. Amen. We want to see folks saved and born again. He said, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. That means the right dealing, the right things, that's from God. Amen. There'll not be no right things in us from the world. The world will feed you a bunch of baloney. Amen. You can't live on baloney alone. Amen. You gotta have some nourishment, praise God, from the portals of glory in order to be safe in the Lord. Amen. And that Lord, that nourishment from heaven is through the Spirit of God, the spiritual man that feeds you, praise God. It makes you more like Him every day, where you can live a righteous life for the Lord Jesus Christ. We can live right. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And God would not ask us to do anything that He would not help us and enable us to do. Amen. He promised that he would. Verse 11, he said, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, now watch this, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. He said, so he said, if the Spirit of God raised up Christ from the dead, praise God, he can raise up you. Amen. That Spirit of God that's in you, he can quicken you, he can make you alive, more alive than you've ever been. Amen. I'm not going to settle to be a cold dead something. I've seen them zombie movies and I don't like them. Amen. There's a lot of people like that junk. I don't want to see no zombie movie. I don't want to be no zombie. Amen. I want to be alive and vibrant. I want to be real, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what the Lord said. He said, quicken us and make us alive so we don't be spiritual zombies. Amen. There's enough of those around in the world without, outside of spirituality. There's some folks that said that, amen, you have to put a stick up beside them and see if they're still moving. Amen. Amen. They just don't care. But I'm, praise God, I'm glad there's something inside me that stirs me, keeps me moving. Amen. I don't want somebody to call Anders Rice to come get me, praise God, ahead of my time. I'm going to stay moving, praise God, so they know I'm alive.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I want them to know, praise Lord, there's something in me that's real and it's alive. Quickening your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Verse 12 said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But you know, that's what the world's doing today. We're chasing everything that satisfies the flesh. Amen. We'll make it a priority. But you know, let me just say this tonight. While we're chasing the things that bring pleasure to the flesh, there's a whole crowd that's watching us.
Amen.
There's a whole crowd that's seeing us prioritize those things that's pleasing to the flesh instead of prioritizing the things that's pleasing to God. The spiritual things, praise God, that'll grow us up and mature us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, we need that. He said, for if we live, verse 13, after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. He said, we'll come out shouting, praise God. He said, we'll come out alive. Verse 14 tells how he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. He said, those are the ones that's sons of God. Those are the ones that can call themselves his children. So Paul's a talking to him here. Paul begins to question with these fellas when he comes to Ephesus, and he asked them a question. He said, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? And they answered him. Their answer is probably most of what most people in the world would say today. Most people sitting in our fundamental independent Bible believing churches would probably ask the same question. Make the same statement. The Bible says, and they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Amen. A lot of places so cold and dead, amen, that they don't even know who the Holy Ghost is. They've never had a, now they claim to be saved, they claim to have made a profession, they claim to know the Lord, and that's between them and God. But if you don't know who the Holy Ghost of God is, praise God, then you don't know him, praise the Lord, and you've never been saved. Amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. They said, listen, I'm not knowing the Spirit of God, having an intimate relationship with him, praise God, so he can begin to make a difference in our lives, in your life, in my life, praise God, for God's glory. That's what it's all about. If it wasn't for that, amen, we wouldn't need him. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God comes to us. He comes into us. He indwells us, praise God. And he feeds us on the oracles of God if we're willing. Amen. Begins to give us those things that'll encourage our hearts. But they said they'd not even heard that there was a Holy Ghost. They don't know. Lots of people sitting in their churches, they have never had an experience of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I was thinking about that today. I was coming up here to the church, and me and the Lord God, we were having us a good time in the car. I was just a praise Him, thank you. And boy, He just snuggled up with me, and I got the bumps of the goose all over me. Praise the Lord. I was just thrilled down in my soul, and I was just meditating on Him as I was driving. My wife don't like to ride with me when I do that. She said, "You're not here, and I worry about you." Hey, man, that's all right. Praise God. I'm cradled in the arms of my Savior. He'll get me where I'm going and bring me back.
Amen.
Amen. You say, "Preacher, what was it?" It was the Holy Ghost of God. It was that knowledge of Him, praise God. It was that relationship with Him. And He just come in there to where I was at, snuggled up real close to me, praise the Lord. Amen. And just let me know that He was with me. How many times in your life do you recognize the Holy Ghost of God, that He's there with you? Every day. Every day I know that the Spirit of God is with me. Because when I begin to meditate upon Him, I begin to think upon Him, praise God, He's right there. I can feel His presence. Now I know you say, "Well, preacher, it's not about feeling." Boy, I'm glad I can feel Him. I know that He's there. I know that He's mine and I'm His. Amen. But Bill, He reassures me. Just like He does you. Knowing the Spirit of God, I know the Spirit of God. I can feel His presence. I know the presence and the feel of God. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's real. It's not made up. It's not something the pastor tells you. It's not something that other people say. But it's a real, and it's from the Lord. Amen. It's information from heaven. It's knowing about Him. And so Paul asked these folks, "Hey, listen," he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?" And they said, "We don't even know if they had never heard of such a thing as the Holy Ghost." And he said, "Well, what was you baptized into?" Huh? I believe you could go to a lot. You guys, Brother Jeff, them, they go off and sing. You could ask a lot of people, a lot of churches you go to, and they wouldn't know. If you ask them who the Holy Ghost was, they couldn't tell you. They've never had a Holy Ghost experience. Amen. There's no joy in their heart. There's no thrill, praise God, of knowing the Lord, of praising God, of worshiping in spirit and in truth. Amen. We have people come here all the time, and they say, "Praise God, it's so good to be in a place where you can feel the Spirit of God." Amen. Brother Ernie was here, and he just kept bragging when he, at the end of the service Sunday morning, he said, "It's so good to have a place where you can feel the presence, where there's liberty to worship the Lord." Amen. I said, "Because we don't reject Him, we don't deny Him, we don't push Him away. We welcome the Holy Ghost of God." Amen. He don't speak of Himself, praise God, but He magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father. But Paul asked him, he said, "Hey, listen," said, "if you don't know the Holy Ghost God, into what then were you baptized?" And they said, "We were baptized into the baptism of repentance, unto John's baptism." In other words, what they were saying, he said, "Look," he said, "we were looking for a promise of a Messiah. We were looking for a promise of a King that would come." Amen. He said, "That's what we were baptized into, a baptism of repentance with a hope that we have a soon coming King, someone to rule and someone to be there for us." Amen. But they didn't realize. Paul said, "Hey, wait a minute." He said, "You got that was a baptism of repentance, praise God." He said, "But they," "but there's a better baptism." He said that they should believe on Him which should come after Him, that is on Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, "Praise God, listen, young uns, the King's already come, praise God. It's time to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and worship Him." Amen. He said, "He's already paid the price of sin." See, they was praying a prayer of repentance for their sins. But they said, "Hey, listen, let me tell you about a Savior who's already paid for those sins." He said, "Praise God, when you believe on Him, He paid for it in full." Amen. He paid for all of our sins on the cross of Calvary. Nothing is owed. Amen. Praise God, we can shout all the way to the house. Say, "Amen, I don't owe the devil a thing." Amen. Praise God. God Almighty has set me free. Not only did He pay our sin debt, but then He gave us a gift of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. So when you believe, he said, "Hey, listen, when you believe, it's not about just repentance. It's about repentance, believing on Lord Jesus Christ, that you might receive a gift, and that gift is a gift of life." Amen. Amen. That quickening Spirit of God that makes you alive forever. You never have to worry about dying again. Amen. Praise God. Just have to live for Lord Jesus Christ, praising Him all the days of our lives. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. They believed on Him. Trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a baptism of repentance. Praise God, but a baptism of the acknowledgement of Lord Jesus Christ and His free pardon of sin. Amen. He took in and attained for us on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. So many years ago. Amen. He said, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them. Now we talked a while ago when we was talking about prayer, why things is that are the way they are today. It's because of a lack of authority in our lives. I mean, if we got a society and people and parents that were raised up without any authority over their life, without any God over their life, then they don't have no respect for authority.
Amen.
Amen. But the Bible says here that Paul came and he laid his hands upon them. Not that Paul could give them of the Spirit, but praise God, what he was doing is showing them the authority of God that God had given, amen, down through the ages. Praise God, give through the apostles that they could have the power, amen, to lead people to repentance and to lead them to the Lord, a saving knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ, that they could be brought in, praise God. Amen. Into the authority and the power of a holy and a righteous God. Bless His holy name. The Spirit of God was given to them. Amen. When they believed on Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why don't we do that? When we get saved, why don't we speak with tongues and prophesy? Now, these people that tell you, if you've never spoken in tongues, then you've never been saved. But the reason that we don't do that, the reason we don't need to do that, praise God, is because we were never required a sign. Amen? Jesus said to the nobleman when he came to him, said, Lord, I need you to come down here and save my son. He's dying. And the Lord said unto him, he said, except you see a sign and wonders, you will not believe. And he said, sir, I need you to come down. He said, I'm believing in you. I'm trusting you. Lord says, all right. I said, go ahead. Just go back, paraphrasing. Just go back to the house. Your son's okay. The old nobleman got down. He believed. He didn't question. He turned around, headed back to the house. He got down the road a little ways, and he met his servants coming just to getting it. And he said, hey, don't worry about it, sir. Said, your son's all right.
Amen.
Amen. And the nobleman said, sir, he said, hey, listen, when did he begin to amend? He said, yesterday about the such and such hour. He said, glory be to God. That's when the Lord Jesus Christ gave me the hope. I believed on Him. And He came and done a miracle. Glory, hallelujah. I believe they loaded up and shouted up, pray God, all the way to the house.
Amen.
When we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, when the Holy Ghost of God unctions us and says, young'un, it'll be all right. Amen. It's time God's people begin to believe on the Lord that they might be saved. Amen. That's what the church come in, church begin to believe. So, well, preacher, when did we quit talking in tongues? We never did. Amen. He said it was a sign. Amen. To the Jew. Let me just tell you where it closed out at. You got your Bible. Look at Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. Let me just get you a whole picture here. Acts chapter 28. Let's just start at 25. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word, while spake the Holy Ghost of Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying unto this people, go unto this people and say, hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people, now he's speaking to the Jews, The heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, that they will hear it. Amen. The Gentile has no need of a sign. Amen. Because the Gentile, he said to God, the Gentile was willing to hear and believe the Word of God and the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Amen. They was able to receive of the Holy Ghost of God from the portals of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's when it all changed. Acts 28:28. Paul said, hey, listen, so this changes, this thing's changed around. He said, we're headed in a different direction. Amen. We're going in a different way. He said, we're being led of the Holy Spirit of God. We don't need a sign. We don't have to have miracles. But ain't you glad for the signs? Ain't you glad for the miracles? Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, you ever seen a miracle? Yeah, on a Wednesday night, 1976, he came to a little old sinner boy, convicted me of my sin, showed me I was lost, praise God, and saved me by his marvelous grace. That's a miracle. Amen. I'm a living, breathing, walking miracle standing in front of you tonight. Amen. God be glory. Every one of us has been saved. Praise God. You're a miracle. Amen. You say, preacher, what's going on now? We're through the Holy Ghost of God, knowing the Spirit of God. God's leading us and drawing us and taking us places. Amen. And He's going to take us places that we've never been before. I was talking to a fellow today and on the phone, and it was one of the reps from Charter was trying to get this thing figured out, why the cable wasn't buried and all this other stuff, and trying to deal with on Wednesdays. And I was talking to the fellow, and I got to talk to him. He got to asking me some questions. Amen. He said, I'd like to know about this. And we spent about an hour and a half on the phone this morning talking about the Word of God with a salesman from Spectrum. Amen. Praise God. He is wanting to know. Amen. How this thing was playing out, how it's going in. He said, hey, so many people that's got questions. I said, well, I'll tell you who's got the answers. I said, God's got the answers. In the volume of the book. I was in study, I opened my Bible up, I heard my Bible open. I said, have you got a Bible? He said, yeah. I said, I got a little New Testament right here. I said, we got to opening up and be looking at those verses in the Word of God. Amen. Every question he had, I just flip him over there. He was wanting to know about what's taking place, where we're at. I said, go to Matthew chapter 24. He said, look down about verse 8, where he said, these are the beginning of sorrows for the people of God, for the nation of Israel. Even though they're hollering peace and peace, he said, there'll be a false peace, there'll be a temporal peace. But peace, when they holler, peace, peace, and sudden destruction will come. But I want to say, praise God, if you're a child of God, if you know Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin, we're going out of here, praise God, to be with our Savior. Amen. Amen. I think he was getting plumb excited on the other side. He had never heard it on that fashion. But God Almighty is still in the soul saving business. God's still touching people. It's to the Gentile people. Amen. Knowing the Spirit of God and knowing when it's real. You say, preacher, I don't know about that talking to somebody on telephone. Praise God. That's just like talking to you right here. Amen. You speak to them, the heart of God. It makes a difference. Knowing the Spirit of God when He moves upon you. Just be a willing vessel unto Him, praise God, and He does all the rest. He does the work for us. Amen. The Bible says they believed, they were baptized, and the Holy Ghost of God fell on them. Amen. And the Holy Ghost came on them, praise the Lord. It just overshadowed them. It took its place in them, praise the Lord. And something began to happen in those people. I believe they got excited. Amen. Why? Because they had been quickened by the Spirit of God. Not a baptism of repentance, but a quickening of the Holy Ghost of God in our lives. Listen, youngins, what's supposed to be taking place in our life is the Holy Ghost of God. The Spirit in us is supposed to be drawing us and wooing us and changing us and helping us to be more moderate, amen, in our lives, to do things in moderation. Amen. Not get caught up in things like we used to, but take time to Think upon the Lord before we act and before we react. So that the Holy Ghost of God, amen, can have time to minister to us, to minister through us. There's no boy I used to work with, and he was quiet, never said a word. I think I've told you about him before. Never hardly said a word. He'd come eat lunch with us every day, worked in a different part of the plant, but he'd always come and eat lunch with us because we were all Christians and all sat there at the table together and all that. And he hardly ever said a word. But when he did speak, he was like A.F. Hutton. You know the commercial? E.F. Hutton. Amen. When he said something, everybody stopped and listened to him. Because he is always a bragging, so he's always uplifting. Amen. He's always saying something good. Always being encouraging. And boy, I tell you what, I thank God for him. Amen. I look back on his life and I got to think, well, I'd like to be more like him. Amen. Because I can see Christ in him. My hope of glory. Amen. I want to be more like my Savior. I want to be more like those people that we come in contact, praise God, that's trying to be more like Jesus. I want to be encouragement. I want us to encourage each other. Amen. So we can finish well, so we can stand before the Lord and he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You say, well, preacher, I ain't always been that good. Well, it's time to start. Amen. There's a starting place for every one of us. Amen. And the time to start is now, or it's going to be too late. Amen. Start now, loving the Lord, loving each other, and see what God will do for us. Amen. See what God will do, knowing the Spirit of God personally. That's what he's talking about, personally. Amen. Paul was talking to him, but it was Luke that was writing it down in the book of Acts, the old doctor. See, he was paying attention. He was watching. He was seeing what was happening. And he was pinning her down. He said, let me tell you what took place over here at Ephesus when Paul come to town. Amen. People got full of the Holy Ghost. Things began to change. He said they was 12 men. Amen. 12 got full of the Holy Ghost. You know what 12 people full of the Holy Ghost can do? Praise God, a lot. Amen. 12 people full of the Holy Spirit of God wanting to be pleasing to God can do a tremendous amount, even now. And we need it today like never before.